The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy hump day. Hey, Jess, yesterday I thought you said we were done with the rain. Jess, what happened? But anyway, love you guys.
I had the same thought.
That is a great question. Wipers on full this morning when I was driving in because, yes, I hit a pretty rainy stretch when I was driving through the Berkeley area and then even some more rain when I was on the Bay Bridge.
It was a little bit of drizzle.
That was not fog-izzle. That was not drizzle for shizzle. That was legit rain. It was happening. So,
wow, getting the new year started right, Jess?
Carried away. So far, Jess's weather reports.
Technically,
it's only been two.
Yeah.
Technically, in my weather report, I did say it was kind of like it was going to slowly dry off.
I remember we're done for the week.
We're done with the rain. You're like, yep, we're done with the rain. And we're like, woohoo, yes.
It's just a little bit of sprinkles, you know?
Sure.
One more talk back. This one came in toward the, oh my God.
This one came in at the very end you, of yesterday's show, but I was like, oh, we got to play this. It's exciting news.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jasmine listening from Sacramento. Welcome back. I was catching up on yesterday's podcast, but I'm so happy you guys are back. I have exciting news. I got engaged after 10 years and a 3-year-old. I will say we are high school sweethearts. I'm only 24, but still, I am so happy. Woo! Happy New Year, guys. So happy y'all are back. Have a good day.
Well, congrats.
Jasmine in Sacramento got engaged after 10 years and a 3-year-old, she says. She is juiced up and excited. Selena, what does that look on your face mean? Like, what were you waiting for, bro? 10 years?
Like, dude. 10 years is kind of crazy. 10 years is a lot, but also, a baby.
I can't imagine getting engaged at 14 either. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or 15 or 16 or 17. They were so young, so I guess it makes sense.
That is a good point.
And then you wait a little bit after you have the baby. They're your flower girl or flower guy.
Do you think it's another 10 years until they actually walk down the aisle? Or do you think they're going to be like, no, we're going to get married this year?
I say next year.
Yeah.
My prediction.
I think it's 3 or 4.
No, I think next year.
I'm kidding, Jasmine. It's going to be soon this year, 2026.
Really quick, yesterday was?
Yeah, yesterday was National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day, so I thought we could go around the room quickly and discuss where we are at in the removal of said Christmas decorations and Christmas trees. Selena, where are you at?
Mine is still up. My outside decorations are, they're down.
Okay.
But my tree, you know, I leave up and because I have to have it up for Three Kings Day, which was just yesterday. So no, I didn't spend last night taking it down. I'm not going to do it tonight either. So probably this weekend, but it's still up.
Why do you think National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day is on the same day as Three Kings Day?
Is it always like that?
I don't know. Yesterday was the national day.
I don't know. But mine is still up, still fully decorated.
And lights are on nightly?
It was until yesterday.
Wait, so
I turned them off.
So now it's just all sad.
I was like, enough. Let's save some of the energy bill now.
Okay.
It's not really spinning your electric meter. Jess, you hate kids and Christmas, so you didn't put up a tree, right?
I love Christmas, but I did not put up a tree because I wasn't really going to be in my apartment anyways. Yeah. I was going to be at my mom's house. Pretty sure she still has the tree up. I don't have a full confirmation yet. But yeah, I didn't have any Christmas decorations. I didn't even put up my stocking or my cat's stocking.
What a sad existence. It's like a week before Christmas and you're at home, you know, getting home from work and there's nothing holiday related.
There's nothing to get you in that holiday. We need to put together a GoFundMe for some Christmas decorations, like a Christmas decorations drive, because everyone has extra stuff. I got a couple extra strings of lights to donate to Jess.
Is it just lack of spirit?
Could be.
Yeah, we can't donate spirit to her.
Bah humbug.
Well, maybe you can.
Graham, your tree?
We had two trees this year.
Okay.
One of them is in the stand outside. I got it out of the house. I got one outside, but it's still just standing there. It's been raining. And all the days that I had to take it down and chop the thing up and whatever and get it out, it was raining. And then our very large Christmas tree, it's still there. All the ornaments and lights are off it, though. Everything is fully, but it's still in the house. Today's the day that it goes out.
Ooh.
The decorations, the house, because we had a lot of decorations throughout the house, inside and out, they are all down, except I have string of lights going across the front gutters and stuff. And again, it's been raining, and I didn't want to get up on the ladder and get those. Today's the day they will come down.
Nice.
So,
love that.
I feel like there's a lot of people that still have the trees up, though.
Yeah.
Well, the weather, a lot of people's decorations are still going to be up, especially the outside ones.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Okay, so PG&E is promising lower energy bills in 2026. They say residential electricity rates will decrease about 5%. That's roughly $7 cheaper per month for the average customer. And natural gas rates will go down about 3% or $1 per month for most customers.
Factor in inflation the other end, so we're basically at a net.
Like, does anyone else think that's not a noticeable decrease, like, at all?
It's not. No. Given that how...
So why make the announcement?
Given how much rates have risen over the... Can you graph how much rates have risen over the past 5 or 10 years? And then put that teensy tiny little at the top where it goes back down 5%? Yeah.
Stop.
It doesn't really do much. All right, if you've been wanting to catch a Warriors game at Chase Center, now's your chance. Tonight, the team kicks off an 8-game homestand with a matchup against the Milwaukee Bucks. Sacramento Kings come to town on Friday, and the Warriors are going to be at home all the way until their next road game, which isn't until the 22nd of this month. Hopefully, the team can improve their record a bit as they are currently 11 games back, first place in the Western Conference.
Nice. Great start to your Wednesday with some sprinkles and I guess a tiny bit of rain for some cities as well, but we'll get some sunshine in the afternoon, you guys. Highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s.
Nice.
Hey, Taurus besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. You are in for some good times today, even if you're just cleaning your gutters or just grinding at work. Good energy can't stay away from
grinding
you right now.
Grinding who at work?
Hopefully like a hot coworker or like... You know, somebody. It sounds fun. So expect some fun news and make sure to enjoy this good fortune while it lasts because next week looks a lot different.
Oh.
Nice.
But
nice. Oh, no, that's nice. Not nice.
No,
nice.
Yeah, take that back. Take that out of the podcast.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy.
Oh, oh yes. Happy Wednesday.
Every Wednesday we do something called our Cool or Not Listgram.
What are you guys saying? Cool or not? How packed the gym is going to be for the next, I don't know, week and a half, maybe next 2 weeks.
Ooh, not cool, but I actually haven't seen that. I haven't noticed that at my gym.
I haven't even gone. I've avoided it just to not have to deal with it.
I don't think it's that bad right now.
I think it's cool. People set their goals and they're working on them.
But they're...
They're not going to last, but what's that to you, you know?
So just give up now.
No.
Don't leave the gym for the rest of us that are actually going to go all year long and don't want to be annoyed by you.
If Grandma's talking about you right now, that's the negativity that I hope you use to keep you pushing and motivated and grinding in the gym.
I believe
grinding
in you.
Grinding who?
Listen,
exactly.
I believe in everybody. You can do it. Make 2026 the year that you are going to get in shape and follow through on those goals. But if you need some bulletin board material to keep you motivated, like Selena said, you're not. You're just going to give up. I see this play out year in and year out. And a couple weeks from now, you're going to be long gone from the gym. So just don't even go at all. Just stay home. Again, I'm just giving bulletin board material to help get people fired up.
To keep you inspired.
Right. So I am going cool. Cool how packed the gym is right now.
I'm going cool as well.
I'm going to try to go. I'm going to go test the waters today and see.
Have you gone at all this year yet?
I have not. And I've gotten some texts from other people I know that go to the gym like, oh my God, there's no, you can't, you have to wait for stuff right now. It's packed. So I can't deal with that. I don't have time for that. I don't have the patience.
Wow. Maybe that's something you need to work on in 2026.
But this is going to, I'm one of the most patient people you know, but at the gym, the energy that you have, it's hard enough to find time in your day to go and actually go to the gym. And that's one of the biggest hurdles for us, like finding the time. When can I go? And I don't want to waste time when I'm there. I've gotten my butt there. That's half the battle. I want to work out. I don't want to stand around and wait.
Right. Well, just wait 2 weeks because then it'll be empty again, according to you. So
it will. Mark my word.
I'm going cool, though. Cool or not, two words, conformity gate.
The hell is that?
I don't know what that is.
I didn't expect you to know. I'm glad you guys asked. So today is supposedly the day, according to a lot of Stranger Things fans, that Netflix is going to be dropping a secret episode, like the real final episode of the show. Oh. It's a fan theory that has gone viral on social media. The people who don't believe in this theory think that a lot of fans are just having a hard time coping that the show is like actually done.
Is over.
Because they didn't like the way it ended.
That was the finale, yeah.
What? So supposedly, some people believe that there's going to be a secret episode dropping today.
Okay, you're a part of, you're a Stranger Things stan. What's the Stranger Things fan army called? What would you like to be called?
Oh.
A strange thinger?
Yeah, the strangers.
You're a strange, you're a resident stranger on this show. What do you believe?
I think the fan theories are fun. I don't think there's going to be a secret surprise final episode. The last episode was over 2 hours long. They put it in theaters. They weren't going to make everybody do all that just to be dropping the real finale on Netflix a week later.
I think you're right.
You know?
So I'm going, not
and,
cool.
And the creators of the show, they've already denied it, but like nobody believes them. Like that's what they would say because they want it to be a surprise.
What do you think about... I'm already blanking on her name. 11. I don't know if I forget.
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm.
She was saying that she knows what... Is this a spoiler? I don't know. She said all the headlines say they told her what really happened to her character, whatever. But she's sworn to secrecy and she's not allowed to tell.
Yeah, that would make sense. I feel like I can't say anything either, so I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it and does plan to. But I think that's, and I said this before, I think that's what the creators wanted. They want you to question how it really did end. And a lot of people can't accept that, that there's not going to really be a concrete way that it ends because people are always going to think something else.
I wonder if I'll ever go back and watch seasons 3, 4, 5, and how many, is it 5 total?
5,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not that far behind. 3 more seasons?
Cool or not, this theory.
Cool.
I think cool because it's fun. But I don't think
it's
happening.
Hopefully it's
true.
That's
a waste of time.
It's not going to happen.
Getting people excited about something that's not going to happen.
Right.
Like all the times the psychics are like, you know, the world's going to end in a week and then it never does. Yeah. It's a bunch of hype for nothing. Not cool.
Do you want to quickly throw something in, Jess?
Sure. Cool or not. When you take your car to the mechanic and you're watching videos on your phone and you forget that your phone is still connected to autoplay.
And you were watching adult videos?
No!
There's like a bunch of like moaning and stuff?
Yeah!
You're a bunch of men that work there? And they're like, whoa, Jess from the Jamie show.
No, but
I say cool.
I was still pretty embarrassed though because I went to get like new tires on my car. And I was like, why is the audio not playing on my phone? So I kept putting the volume up and it was me looking up videos on TikTok.
Of cats.
On what is an alignment. Because I was like, what truly is an alignment? What do they do to your car when like this is happening? So I'm like, I can't hear it. So I'm assuming that they could just hear it super loud that I'm over here like an alignment is blah, 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 blah on TikTok. And I was so embarrassed.
So everybody working in the actual garage part is listening to a tutorial on how to perform an alignment on a car and from some TikToker.
Yeah.
And that was just
Isn't
you.
Isn't that weird, Graham, how people, like, if I wanted to know what is something, I'm just going to Google what is something. But we have people like Jess whose first place they go is TikTok.
It just seems faster because then I get a video with it.
What's faster is just reading a sentence on what it is.
I'm a visual person.
Not watching a minute-long video.
I'm a visual person, though. I want to see what actually is being done to my car with pictures and videos.
But isn't it like a trustworthy thing? You see like a video, and now I'm looking at the person like, can I trust this person? Like, do they know what they're talking about?
That's why you look at multiple videos. And you
now it's not quicker.
You cross reference.
Now you're doomed. Now you're doomed.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden sidetracked. Now you're watching cat videos.
There was also some Cardi B videos that were playing too. I don't know what she was saying, but I was playing them super loud. So
I love it. I think that's very cool.
Cool
that it happened to you and not to anybody else. All right, next on the JV show, we're talking about a man who has been hailed a hero for the way he tried to help one of his neighbors. What would you do in this situation?
The JV show on Wild
94.9. Hi, iHeart, and specifically 94.9. This is Wendy in American Canyon. Can you please quit playing any Justin Bieber songs about UConn and any song by Taylor Swift? We just don't care for them anymore. They're played out. Thanks for your support.
The third complaint of 2026. Man, people have a lot of gripes to start this new year. We've gotten more complaint talkbacks than positive ones at this point, I guess. But let me ask the boss real quick if we can stop playing Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift. Let me see what he says. Nope.
Sorry about that.
Grant, I am with you. I go to one of these fancy clubs in this area near what they call Beverly Hillsburg, and the parking lot is jam-packed. I come every morning at 6 a.m. It's crazy the amount of people that are here this week. But yeah, 2 weeks tops, and then all my seeds will be created. Keep up the great work.
That's one of our listeners also frustrated by the packed gym, which is what a lot of people are seeing right now. It happens every single year.
Yeah.
You just got to wait it out and deal with it for a couple weeks, and then it'll go back to normal when everybody inevitably gives up on their New Year's resolution, decides to work it out. It's just like, it's too much work.
Graham, can I ask why you didn't build a gym in your new house?
I've thought about it. Then you start looking at the machines, like, oh, it'd be cool to have one of those, and then that set up and the things, and then you see the price tag on them, and you're like, nope, I'll just stick with the old gym membership. Yeah.
The thing about that, I also think it's harder to find, like, motivation to work out at home, because it's like gym room, living room,
couch,
snacks.
Yeah, couch and snacks.
And it's more distraction.
True. It's nice to leave the house to go.
Even though that's hard too, but at least once you get there, you're like, there's nothing else to do but work out.
Yeah, so you have no other option. Yeah, you have to do it.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, so a gamer is hailing his neighbor as a potential hero for something he recently did. This gamer plays a game called Ark Raiders. I'm not familiar with it, but I guess in the game, once you're really badly injured, your character can only helplessly crawl around in the game until another player decides to help you. They don't have to. They can. So this gamer was begging other players for help through his headset, shouting, help! Help! And that's when his neighbor, who's a firefighter, overheard these cries for help and sprang into action. He went up to this person's door. He lives in an apartment complex, knocked on the door and was like, are you good? Are you okay? And all he heard from inside was, help! Help! And so he did what any, I think, firefighter, or maybe, I'm going to ask you ladies if you do the same, he tried to kick down the door to enter the apartment to help the person. Because again, all he heard was cries for help. It turns out, obviously, it was just a bit of a misunderstanding, as this person just needed help inside Ark Raiders and not in real life.
Oh,
but a lot of people applauding what this neighbor did, because they, you know, were willing to just do whatever it took to help this person if they were in distress. Ladies, you, let's just say you're in your apartment building, you hear somebody, help, help, help me. Are you going to try to kick down the door? If even once you've knocked and asked, are you okay? All you hear is help, help.
I don't think I'm kicking down their door.
There's no way
I couldn't physically.
Then how are you going to help?
I think I would call
cops.
Yeah, I would call 911.
And they would tell me what to do.
Yeah, or they would come.
They'd tell you to kick down the door and go help your neighbor.
Well, at least if they told me to, I could be like, hey, they told me to, like, to break into your house. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
But I would expect them to, like, you come do the welfare check. You guys, you do that.
Yeah, like, you know better. You know what to do.
I think this is just the answer you guys give on the show. I think you just keep on scrolling. Like, yeah, that's probably their thing. That's whatever that is their problem.
No,
I'm busy.
It would be actually concerning.
Can you keep
if
it
I
down?
Heard that,
but I'm on TikTok.
I'm not
going to
like crawl into the person's window.
Right. I'd be scared. So I'd go back into my apartment and call 911.
Same.
And hide.
And hide. Yeah.
So whatever they're yelling help from doesn't get me.
Over there. It sounds they're yelling for help a lot. It
what would you do,
scary.
Graham?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm probably with you. I think I would make the call first before I did that. And I think I would exhaustively ring the doorbell or knock on the door for a while until, you know, that person acknowledged that until I was absolutely certain.
Right.
And then if they continued to then ask for help, then yeah, why not?
Wouldn't you be happy though, like you have a neighbor that cares that much or is that much of a good person that they hear cries for help and like, you know, they're going to be there.
Yes.
Now you have to replace your door because they kicked it down.
Now I don't get my security deposit back. Right. Thanks a lot, guy. I'm just trying to game over here. I always wondered, I lived in this apartment building in San Francisco for a few years and it had, I don't know if you've ever lived in San Francisco, you've likely experienced this where you have a window, like my kitchen and living room window. Yeah, it was a window to the outside, but not really. It was just like sort of like a corridor shaft going up, if you will, and everybody's windows open. So it's just to allow fresh air in, but like you can't see. All you see is the building next to you and or, you know, another apartment wall next to you. Like it's literally like it's almost like an elevator shaft, but then opens up to the sky,
right.
You know. And so anybody, when your windows are open, you can hear everything bouncing through there. It's very loud. It feels like people are almost inside your apartment, you know. And there was a period there where I had a bit of a gaming addiction. I'm not going to lie. Call of Duty. Shout out to the Xbox. And I would be home during... Look, I was bartending at night, and so a lot of gaming during the daytime. And I mean, you are, you're on that headset and you're talking smack and you're yelling for help or, you know, a lot of expletives. I always wondered what my neighbors thought, like, was happening in my, like, what is happening to that guy down there?
You're a psycho.
RPG coming
talking to
you.
Yourself.
Grenade! You know, you're shouting all this stuff, you know, to people and a lot of swearing. I wonder what they just sat there and thought and wondered, like, what is happening down there to that guy?
They
nobody ever offered to come help me. There was an RPG coming
person.
In. Probably.
Yeah. Like you were imagining grenades coming to you, you know, yeah. They're like, don't go to that guy Graham's house because yeah,
he'll swear
he's
at
a
you.
Little psycho.
A lot of F-bombs being dropped.
Something kind of similar happened one time. Me and my husband were outside and we were, you know, shooting one of his, shooting a video and I had mm-hmm. to like bang on our front door and yell help. But it was like nighttime, so I was being kind of quiet, but my across the street neighbor did hear and she came out and was like, is everything okay? And I'm like, oh yeah, we're just shooting a video. But I was kind of shocked because we hated them. You know?
Look at that, humanity.
Right. So it did make me feel kind of good that even in times of need, like the people that
that you hate.
Yes.
Will come
and they
to
probably hated us too. Yeah, they still would step up and really offer help. Wasn't that nice?
That is good. That's part of that's but the Selena way a neighborhood
wouldn't,
should be.
Selena would have done the same for them.
No, close what? The blinds. yeah. Just make sure my DoorDash order can still
home.
Arrive. Otherwise, I'm not here.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Where Travis Kelce stands on retiring. Okay, so a new episode of his New Heights podcast is out today, and his brother Jason asked him if he is officially jobless, and the podcast is now his only job now that the season is over for him. And Travis said, I screwed up that quote already, and now it's only two words in. He said, quote, this is the only job that employs me right now. That's what he said. He said, while he's off, and I mean, that could mean...
Well, because his contract ended.
He could mean, yeah, right now, technically, yeah, but I'm going to resign and go back. It could mean that.
Yeah.
But he said that while he is off, he's going to put his feet up, be human for a little while, figure out what he's going to do next in terms of football. He did say, quote, I talked to a few people in the facility already having exit meetings. They know where I stand, at least right now. There's a lot of love for the game still there. I don't think I'll ever lose that. It is a tough thing to navigate. If my body can heal up and rest up and I feel confident, I can give it another 18, 20, 21-week run. I would do it in a heartbeat. But right now, it's finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game when it all settles down.
Oh.
And of course, I mean, that's the sentiment at the end of, can you imagine playing a 17-game season over 18 weeks? You are... I mean, the NFL is brutal. There is no player that is not dealing with some sort of injury right now. Everybody is sore and hurt and injured and bruised and battered. And everybody feels that way. It's a long season. And the NFL wants it to keep just getting longer. We'll be at 18 games before you know it. Everybody feels that way. But then comes the off season. And guess what? In 2 months... 2.5 months, 3 months, whatever, he's going to be feeling just fine. And guess what? He is going
to
play again
to be back.
Next year. I guarantee it. There's no way he walks away on just, you can't finish on just such a dismal season.
I know.
Had they made it to the playoffs or the, you know, made it to the AFC championship game, maybe they didn't win it all, but the fact that they like, you know, performed at a high level and he had went out on, you know, you don't, the odds of you going out winning a Super Bowl, very, very slim, right? But if they had a successful winning season and he played well, I think he'd give a more serious thought. But he's not ending his career on a loss to the Raiders.
And we already locked in our predictions. Jess, yep. You think he's done?
I think he's done.
Okay, good. And there's no going back. So nope. When you're wrong, you can't do anything about it. Really quick, a couple
but
things.
Don't you think, don't you think Taylor there... starting a family timeline starts to factor in, which is why I think this upcoming season will be his last season. Cause I think they want the family stuff is going to take over. Mm-hmm. And
I think Travis wants that just as much. So
exactly.
Yeah, I could see that. Couple things really quick on Sydney Sweeney. One, she did a nude shoot for W Magazine. If you want to see some of that, JV Morning Show on Instagram. The other thing, did you guys watch The Housemaid?
No.
Graham, I don't think it's something you would watch.
No.
I didn't get a chance to go check it out yet in theaters, but Sydney Sweeney has just signed on for the sequel. So The Housemaid's Secret is officially going to be a thing. It's set to begin filming this year, starring Sydney Sweeney, obviously. Your man, Jess, your other man, not Ruben, your fiance, Michele Maroney, or however the heck you say his name.
Yeah.
He'll be in it.
Oh, Jess is in for sure.
He'll be back. If you don't know, the housemaid has already made over $130 million in ticket sales worldwide in just a little over 2 weeks.
I haven't really heard a lot of reviews on it. Did people like it? Did they not?
I've talked to people who've watched it, but there are also people who've read the book, and they say there's, you know, when you read the book, you're a little more critical of the movie. So I'm not really taking their opinions. It's probably still a good movie. Mm-hmm. Graham, what do you have?
All right. The Sacramento Las Vegas A's, formerly of Oakland, say they are still on track to officially make the move into their new ballpark on the Las Vegas Strip prior to the 2028 season. But as the A's always do, because they are the A's, they continue to hit some bumps in the road in their relocation. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has apparently denied the A's request to trademark the names Las Vegas Athletics and Vegas Athletics.
Wait, why?
I guess they have some time to file for an extension to get a new trademark or appeal that. But the reason for that denial, Selena, is because they say athletics is too generic. It could be confused with other athletic activities that are associated with Las Vegas. There's other athletic things happening in the Las Vegas area. I didn't think anybody did anything other than play slot machines. I don't think that's a sport. But so unfortunately, Las Vegas Athletics, little too generic. We're going to need something more. I don't know what the A's are going to do there. I wonder if eventually the trademark office realizes that the Athletics has been the team's name now.
Right. Like, did we have that same problem when they were here?
I guess not.
Then what the, are they just being difficult? Like, maybe they don't even want the A's. Someone working there at the trademark office is like, nope.
You guys should have stayed in Oakland. You should have stayed. Again, their $2 billion, 33,000 seat capacity stadium, which again is on the Las Vegas Strip, under construction. And they do say the 2028 season will be the inaugural season there. So it's 2026. So we have this season. We have next season. Okay. Yeah, a couple years. All right.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Grammy. Coming up next on the JV Show, your chance to win a chug mug inside our What the Bleep game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy New Year. So happy you guys are back. I've missed doing these talkbacks. Housemaid, you need to go see it. Such a good movie. I'm going to read the books because I heard the books are really good. So maybe you can get back into reading, Selena. Have a nice day, guys. Happy hump day. Bye.
Jokes on you. I've already read all the Housemaid books.
You really have?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
But I do want to see the movie still.
Are you going to be reading in 2026? Because we talked about your news resolution, blackout less. But is reading, where does reading land on your list for this year?
Jokes on you. I actually finished 3 books over vacation.
Wow. There's no way.
There actually is.
What?
3 books?
Yeah.
Like children's books? Illustrated?
No.
Like novels?
Okay, nerd alert. One of them was a Stranger Things book, but still. I'm impressed. Thank you.
Wait, what do you mean by Stranger Things book?
When season 5 first came out, I saw reports that there was like a little side quest book that takes place before season 5 with one of the main characters. And I was like, okay, cool. So I just like bought it from Target and then just read it.
Dude, you are nerding out hard on the Stranger Things. I had no idea. How you kept this hidden for so long?
Because it wasn't that bad until season 5 came out.
And then
I started like obsessing over it. I know. Weird. I feel like such a dork.
Good morning, JV Show. Am I the only one that was geeking out yesterday?
No, me too.
About the potential secret episode that was going to drop today for Stranger Things. I woke up at 3 in the morning today for work and I thought I was going to open up Netflix and the little dice was going to roll or something. But no, disappointing.
Yeah.
Disappointing. We talked about that a little bit earlier. There was a theory that there was going to be a secret episode dropping today and nothing has dropped.
Nothing has dropped yet.
Why?
Look, I don't think there's going to be a secret episode, but those who believe don't think it's dropping until later today anyway. So if you believe, I guess don't lose hope yet.
Vecna!
You don't even know who Vecna is, Graham.
I don't.
Let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to bring it up or hint to my wife that I would really like it if we brought another into our bedroom.
Whoa.
It's like, how do you have that conversation?
You can't.
After a couple drinks. Obviously.
Even still.
Really?
I was like, how do you, what's your opening sentence on that? You know what I think we should do? It never goes over well.
No, it has to be, you know what I think you would like?
No. Right. Yeah, right.
Yes.
The shotgun come out so fast on that one. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, and it's probably not the thing that you're thinking. It's probably something PG. It always is. This is a squeaky, clean, family-friendly show. At least we try sometimes during this segment. All right, get your iHeartRadio app out and hit the TalkBack mic button. It's that simple to leave us a TalkBack if you've never done it before. Make 2026 the year that you join us and win a JV Show Chug Mug. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. And try to get your guests in quick if you want to win that Chug Mug.
That's right. And quick, because we're going to play some of your TalkBacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing a What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And as always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the TalkBack mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I don't know how to bring it up or hint to my wife that I would really like it if we brought another into our bedroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't say that you would like it. You have to make her think she would.
I know she doesn't, though. I can already tell.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Kayla and Terry from Redwood City. Our guest with the bleeped out word is
TV. Let's have a TV so you can watch Strange Things.
Have a great day.
Yeah, girl.
There will be no Stranger Things watching in my bedroom. We have a TV in our bedroom. It doesn't get used very often. I don't know. I go to sleep so early. There's not a lot of TV watching
really?
Time. I want to go straight to sleep.
Yeah, I feel that.
Good morning, JV. So I'm going to go with fan. I know I got like 3 blowing on me at night.
Lucky you. It's not that much blowing going in my bedroom.
Yeah, that's why you need another fan.
It'd be too drafty. My wife, she's always freezing. She doesn't have a fan blowing in there.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose. Welcome back. Happy New Year. And I'm going to guess dresser. Another dresser.
Popular guest this morning, and I shall have you know that I have relinquished all the drawers in the dresser back to my wife. They just have them all.
That's
just
how it should be.
Take every drawer.
Where do you keep your stuff?
I don't. I just wear the same underwear and socks every single day. I have a couple. When I built out our closet, I put 3 small drawers on my side, and I have 3 tiny little thin drawers that I squeeze my stuff into, and that's where it goes. And I was like, have the entire dresser.
Yes!
It's yours. I know you have all this stuff.
All right. No one has gotten the correct word yet. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it now on the TalkBack mic on the iHeartRadio app for your chance to win a JV Show Chug Mug. We are going to play more of your TalkBacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and that is how you are going to win this JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I don't know how to bring it up or hint to my wife that I would really like it if we brought another into our bedroom.
All right. Just remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
So all your guesses do have to be clean. Let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jenny from San Leandro. Is the bleeped out word today lamp? Thanks. Have a great day.
Good guess.
My house is maxed out on lamps.
Yeah,
everywhere you turn, there's a lamp. My wife loves lamps. She hates overhead lighting.
Well, so she would love another one then.
Bring in another one. Yeah, why not?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Griselda from San Jose, and I think that the bleeped out word is dog.
You guys do not need another dog.
Now, that's one of the most popular guesses that came in this morning. My kids begging for another dog.
Oh,
they want a puppy so bad. I've talked before about how on New Year's, every year it's our tradition. Everybody writes down, it used to be their grievance from the thing they wanted to get rid of for the past year, but for the kids, they write down their wish for the upcoming year, and then we throw them into the fire and we burn them. It's just like our thing. We do it every single year. And my daughter showed me hers, her wish for this upcoming year. And on it, amongst some other pretty funny things, one of the things was a new puppy. She wanted a new puppy.
Can you imagine you, your wife, Hambone, who's already a pretty big dog, and then a new puppy all in your bed, though?
I am out on that. I hate to break it to her. That little wish ain't coming true this year.
Good Good morning, JV Show. This is Talitha May from San Jose, and my guess for the bleeped out word is bed. You have kids, sometimes they come into your room and sleep on your bed, and sleeping with kids is never comfortable, so bringing another bed into your bedroom. That is my guess. I hope you guys have a great hump day. Bye.
It's a great guess.
Bringing another bed in. There were quite a few people that guessed that. Multiple beds in the bedroom. I guess if, yeah, your kids come in all the time, throw them in the, or you move, they want to be in your bed, so you'd have to move yourself to the next bed. I don't know.
Right. You'd need a very big bedroom.
Right, to fit multiple beds.
Good morning. This is Sharifa from Richmond, and my guess is another chair.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I don't know how to bring it up or hint to my wife that I would really like it if we brought another chair into our bedroom.
Ooh.
Another space to pile laundry, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's a good. I need somewhere, you know, to throw my clothes when I take them off rather than just throw them right there on the ground. It's nice to toss them on a chair, feel like you've actually done something.
Right.
I could use a chair in there.
That's like some place
to. Is that, do you have a chair in your bedroom?
Yeah.
And it does it just hold
piles
all your
laundry?
Laundry. Yeah. Yes. See, I need a laundry.
It just moves from my bed to the chair.
Right. I need a laundry. Yeah. You feel like such a slob when you just throw your clothes straight on the ground next to the bed.
Right.
But if you make the effort to throw them on the chair, there's something about that that's better. I need a laundry holding chair in my room. I'm going to add that to my
I don't think your wife is going to go for that.
Wish list for this year. No, probably not. All right. Let's give some shout outs. First, Sharifa in Richmond. What's up, Sharifa? What's up? Brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. It's the 2023/2024 edition, but
yeah,
still,
but still good
you're getting
you.
A new Chug Mug and hell of a way to start the new year. She had the very first correct answer this morning. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. I see Christina from Pleasanton had the correct answer. Monica from San Bruno had it. Jess, am I missing anybody
else? That was it.
That is it, you guys. You guys, I love giving shout-outs, and I only get to shout-out a couple people today.
Yeah.
Got to do better tomorrow.
Got
to do better.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And let's all welcome Rachel to the JV Show. Hi, Rachel.
Welcome.
Hi.
How's it going?
Going good. I'm nervous. I'm scared.
Why? Why is everyone so nervous?
You got this. It's easy. Unless you don't. Then you fall flat on your face in front of the entire Bay Area and people mock you around the dinner table tonight. Like, did you hear that person on the JV Show?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They didn't know
Rachel,
what the square root of four was.
Do you want to give out your Instagram handle just in case?
No, thank you.
Okay, just asking. All right, so Jess, what is on the line for today?
We have tickets for Angela Johnson. Ray is her show coming up January 18th.
All right, Rachel, all you got to do is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct. Here we go with question number 1. Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture is a line in a song from what hip-hop duo?
It's iconic.
I have no idea.
You know
yes,
this.
You do.
You know
this.
Maybe she doesn't.
Sing it for her.
Maybe she doesn't shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Whatever dance you were doing along with that, Jess, don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Nothing?
No. I have no idea.
Outcast.
Outcast. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
I know you knew that.
All right, question number 2. You guys got to get the rest of these right, and then you win. Easy. Question number 2. Okay. Snooker is a game that's very similar to what other common game? Or sport, maybe, I guess.
Snooker.
Snooker.
Soccer. It's common to soccer?
Nope. No, it's pool
what
or billiards
that?
Pool. Snooker. You're playing snooker? It's a lot like pool.
Never heard of that. Okay.
This is not going great. Do you still don't want to give out your Instagram handle just in case?
Just for the mockery?
Okay, just...
No.
Just asking. All right, here's question number 3. Washington shares a border with only 2 other states. One of them is Oregon. What's the other one?
Just like draw a little map.
Repeat it again.
Sure. Washington shares a border with only 2 other states. We have Oregon. What's the other state?
I'm like imagining the map.
Yeah, you got to get in the map, walk around in there a little bit. Oregon to the south, obviously, of Washington. Then what's over there sort of to the east?
Washington, Oregon.
Take a guess.
Why do I want to say Nevada?
Nope.
I know it's not Nevada.
It's not Nevada.
It's not.
Idaho is the correct answer.
Idaho.
Oh, God, pesky Idaho.
We usually have easier ones.
Sure, sure. Keep telling yourself that. Yeah. All right. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not going well. You got to get this next question correct, or you will get the first holy horrible trivia of 2026, and you don't want that. Question number four. In 1994, Michael Jordan left the NBA to go play what sport?
Oh, dear Lord. baseball.
Yep.
Oh, yeah! Thank goodness.
Yeah, good
one. Good job, Rachel.
Yikes.
Hey, you know what? At least she wasn't cheating.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Jess. We appreciate you at least being honest. It's okay to not know the answers sometimes.
Well, you should have known more of those. Yeah. But, yeah.
And you don't get the tickets for Angela Johnson Rae.
Oh,
come on. Hey, but do you want to give out your Instagram? Or?
No. Okay. Nope.
All right.
Nope. I'm good. I'm sure people know my voice.
Rachel,
they'll be like, damn, Rachel.
Well, thank you for being on and for being such a good sport. But don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick there. Grammy, do we have any shout outs?
You know we do. The DMs are alive and well. First one here. Graham, I would love to wish my daughter, Leia, a happy 17th birthday. It was yesterday from mom and the whole family. Yes, happy belated birthday to Leia.
Who gives a fart?
A longtime listener here sliding into your DMs to wish my baby girl, Marbella Alani, a happy 11th birthday. She's the strongest, bravest, most awesome kid in the entire galaxy. She's been rocking type 1 diabetes for a year and a half and is quite the little trooper. We love you, baby girl. You're a role model to all of us. Love your mamacita.
I'm a mommy.
Abby. Adela, and I guess Dad, too. And special shout-out from your first siblings, Roro, Honey, and Lobito. Yes. Happy, happy birthday,
Dad. Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Can you please shout-out our daughter, Taylor, a.k.a. Taz, and wish her a happy 9th birthday? Her and her sister listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. You make them laugh every time you say,
who gives a fart?
Have the best day ever. That's from Mom, Dad, Aria, and Zoe. Yes, Taylor, have a great... Taz, have a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, just a mom sliding back into your DMs, hoping you can wish my youngest son, Maverick, at Nelda Mundy Elementary a very happy birthday. He's no longer 6. He's now the big 7. Yes, 6'7". We're so incredibly proud of the big boys becoming. Can't wait to party it up after school. Love mom, dad, and brothers Wyatt and Dean. Yes, happy 7th birthday, Maverick.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hi, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Good morning. I'm writing to request a special birthday shout-out for my son, Ali, who is turning 14 today. We want to tell him how much we appreciate him. He is truly a wonderful kid, an amazing son, and a great big brother. We're huge fans of the JV show and wish you guys a fantastic year. With love, that's from Dad Asif, a mom Sumi,
and
his sisters Safa and Marwa. Yes, happy, happy 14th birthday,
happy
Ali. I hope you have a great day.
Woo-hoo!
But most importantly,
who gives a fart?
Yeah, there's
good
that.
Point.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Yeah, man. That little rendition of Shake It, that totally did not help her. I think it might have hurt. All right, guys, have a good one.
But I think that was really good.
And Jess even did a little dance along with
us. She was shaking
like,
it.
Very into it. Yeah, our listener, Rachel, there. Raquel, sorry.
Rachel.
Rachel. Yeah. Did not know what was Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture, despite your guys' great rendition of song and dance of it.
Whatever.
Good morning, everyone. This is Amy from Redwood City. I just wanted to wish my babies that are driving solo now. I don't drive them to school anymore. A wonderful day. Eric, Antonio, and Nina, our driver. I love you guys and hope you guys have a wonderful day at school.
Aw, very
sweet.
Yeah,
have a great day at school, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
Good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so this trending is all about Netflix. We are about to talk about Stranger Things Season 5 just cracking Netflix's top 10 list of most watched TV shows.
Do we need to give out, because you're going to be talking, I assume, about the finale. Do we need to give out a spoiler alert for anybody? Because yesterday we got a complaint about that.
If you want to, but I'm not spoiling anything. The one thing I did
want to...
You
probably will be, so spoiler alert.
The one thing I did want to bring up is for all you people who believe, where is Conformity Gate, huh? Where
the hell is
it?
That again?
We've been talking about this all morning. In case you missed it, there is a lot of people online, Stranger Things fans, who believe that there was going to be a secret episode drop in today. Now, a lot of them said that it had like a release date of like 9 p.m. or 5 p.m. I've seen.
Oh, so there's still
I've
a chance.
I've seen multiple different. Come on, there's not going to be a secret finale.
Why is it called Conformity Gate?
That's a good question.
Is that going to spoil things?
I don't know. No, I don't know the answer. Oh, okay. But that's what fans have been calling it.
Got
it. It's like there's a whole movement online that supposedly there is going to be a secret final episode drop in today.
I can't wait for it. I'm so excited.
I don't see that happening in the future. That's just my opinion. But here's what is really cool. The latest season of Stranger Things, season 5, just cracked Netflix's top 10 most popular English language TV shows of all time. So far the season has reached 105.7 million views so far. So it is only sitting at number 9, but still. Here's what's interesting, and I feel like this was a pretty calculated move. So when a show drops, Netflix counts views through that season's first 91 days. Okay. And that's how they reach the number for their all-time chart.
So they only keep it through then and then they stop counting?
It used to be 28, and that's where they would put that show on their charts. But now it's 91 days. So for shows that release in batches, like this latest season of Stranger Things, each release gets their own 91 days. So season 5... even though the first volume came out in November, it still has through March 31st because the finale didn't drop until New Year's.
Just dropped, so now they're going to keep
tabulating.
Right, so
they get more time, if that makes sense.
But also, it's their own platform, so like, can't they kind of just like, you know, this isn't some strict audit of viewership.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
This is, we're relying on one company to tell us to self-report about how great the thing they came up with is.
Yeah. No, that's
so, yeah,
point.
Of course, they'll help skew it along however they can.
Here are the top 3 all-time watch shows, in case you were wondering. Number 3 is season 4 of Stranger Things.
Oh.
Number 2, season 1 of Wednesday. And then number 1 is Adolescence, that one show that was all filmed in one cut.
What? I was expecting, like, Squid Game to be on there.
No, nope. Yeah. I'm sure it's on the list. I think it used to be higher, but it got knocked down, I'm assuming.
Adolescence, any of you guys watched that?
I started watching the first episode. I couldn't get through it.
Me either. I stopped. I thought it was a movie.
Mm-mm. It was a limited series, so there was multiple episodes.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I could not make it through.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm trying to think if I binged many shows over the break. I really didn't.
At least none of those ones.
Or no, you would know. No.
In other Netflix news, did you guys hear they are bringing back Star Search?
What's that?
Yeah, Graham knows what I'm talking about.
No.
Yes,
I'm only 28 and a half. Silly and I have no idea what Star Search is.
If you don't know, Star Search was like Idol before American Idol. Like, it was the original talent show. Back in the 80s and 90s.
Graham, your face lit up.
Because I remember my great grandmother telling me about how she used to watch that show. And she, I'm sure, RIP, would be very excited about it coming back.
Because it was the first of its kind, like, it helped launch the career. Like, Britney Spears is on Star Search.
No,
Beyonce was on there. Adam Sandler, Justin Timberlake. Like, a lot of today's really big names. That's kind of what helped launch their careers.
It was big.
So Netflix is bringing back Star Search. It premieres this month on the 20th. And they just announced who the judges are going to be.
Okay.
Who?
Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Who? Why? Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yeah, well, they want someone who watched the original.
Okay. If that, did you just come up with that? Because that's,
I just made that up.
Okay, because
yeah,
that's,
but it makes sense.
That part makes sense, but the rest of it, has she done anything in a while?
I don't know. I'm really saying all this to get to the third judge.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, and for that reason.
What? Why? I don't know. I just love it because Graham is the he doesn't dislike her. He just finds her kind of annoying.
The only problem with, well, now there's multiple problems with Star Search because Chrissy Teigen is on there. But I guess the question is why we already have done this. We've done the American Idols.
We've done
America's Got Talent and all these other things. We've done that. It's going to be this is a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. I get it. They were the original. Yeah. Guess what you should have done? Relaunch Star Search like, I don't know, many years ago. And then maybe it would have been a thing.
Was Star Search just for singing or any talent?
I think it could have been for anything, but I think there was a lot of singing. That's a good question, though. I don't know. I'll have to ask my great grandma. Yeah, I'll ask my great great grandmother who used to tell me about that show. But yeah, that doesn't, does that move the needle for any of you
guys? Not for me at all. I'm maybe out. Netflix figures, hey, talent shows are big. And it's a first for them because a lot of the other talent shows they've, I guess, had haven't necessarily really been live. And this one is going to have like real-time viewer voting. So like viewers at home could decide who moves forward and things like that.
Okay.
Let me just say,
who gives a fart
about that? Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's the.
Do you know who that is, Jess?
No.
That's the Sarah Michelle Gellar. My mom sat next to her at a wedding. I think I've told this story before. I had no idea who it was. Zero. I think that's probably why the bride put them to sit next to each other.
I'm hung up on Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Teigen? You think Chrissy Teigen's more relevant than Sarah Michelle Gellar?
True,
but right? John Legend probably got her that gig, right? Because
he's sleeping with the Netflix CEO?
No, but he's the judge on The Voice, so maybe he was like...
John Legend sleeping his way to the top of Netflix. I'll get you that show, Chrissy. Hang on. Hold my beer. I'll sleep with whoever I have to. John Legend. Hey, I don't think John Legend needs to do that.
That's a real one right there.
Yeah, but good for him.
All right, next on the JV
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yeah. And that premieres on the 20th again, if anybody does want to watch that on Netflix.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Netflix bringing back Star Search later this month. They announced their judges. We have Jelly Roll, Chrissy Teigen, and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay, good morning. First of all, Graham, stop hating on Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's Buffy. Come on. It's probably going to be in a nostalgia show. They are coming out with a new Buffy. So, like, they've been filming a new Buffy reboot or whatever that she is in. So, maybe that's why. I don't know. I'm not going to watch Star Search, probably, because you're right. They did it. It's done. It's whatever. But that was kind of exciting to hear.
Nostalgia alert.
Yeah, put some respect.
Buffy reboot. Do you think that's the tie-in? Buffy the Vampire Slayer coming back. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Let's give her a hosting, a judge role on the new Star Search on Netflix.
If it was going to be on Netflix, I guess that would make a little more sense.
We'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, we'll send it over to our research department. Yeah. Which
Sarah
is just
Michelle Gellar.
All right. Some new things coming to the Bay. Did you guys know that we're getting like 10 new Benihanas?
10?
10 new Benihanas.
Where are they going to put them all?
That we don't know, but this is all part of an expansion agreement announced by its parent company. So I guess One Group Hospitality, they're the group that acquired the chain last year. And they said that the Bay Area is getting 3 franchised Benihana restaurants, 2 joint venture locations, and then 5 licensed express outlets, which I'm assuming is going to be just not like a full restaurant, but something smaller where you can just kind of pick up and go.
And joint venture, does that mean it's going to be like an IHOP Benihana's?
I hope so. That'd be awesome. Like
you go over there, get some steak, and then you walk over and get your pancakes?
They haven't said where the new restaurants are going to be located, but we're going to get 2 of them sometime this year. And then the rest of them will open up gradually over the next few years or so, but at least 2 this year.
When's the last time you've been to a Benihana?
Oh, I think the end of 2024. No, actually, last summer.
Okay, so fairly recently. Okay. Jess, are you a Benihana fan?
Yeah, but it's been a couple years.
Because they're all so far away.
Mm-hmm. Benihana's the only restaurant that I've gotten food poisoning at twice, and I will still and I will still go back.
Because it's so good. At least it tastes good in
There's
the moment.
There's just something about Benihana's. You just like it's hard not to like it, despite the fact that it's made me violently ill a couple times.
Was it different locations that did that to you?
Or
the same one?
I think it was the same one.
Okay. Which one was that?
I shouldn't say. It was San Francisco.
Okay.
Anyway, hopefully the new ones maybe have a higher kitchen standard or something. I don't know what. It's coming out of the kitchen. It's cooked right in front of you. I don't know what it was, but it hurt
That's
me.
A good point.
All right. Taco Bell Cantina. How do you guys feel about this? The city is now getting its second. It just opened up this week, you guys, in Fisherman's Wharf. A Taco Bell Cantina, if you don't know, they can serve alcoholic beverages, frozen slushies, and, of course, the full menu of all your Taco Bell favorites. We have one here on 3rd Street, not too far away.
I haven't even been to
from
that
us.
One.
You haven't?
No. You have?
I've been to that one. I think I went to it when it first opened up to see what it was all about. But this Fisherman's Wharf one looks pretty cool, and it just opened up. So if you'd like to go.
Nice.
You can go check it out. It's on 333 Jefferson Street, right there at Fisherman's Wharf. Taco Bell Cantina.
Ooh. A lot of new things.
Yeah. I feel like I'm more likely to go to the Fisherman's Wharf one. Anytime family comes into town, like they always want to go there. You know, so let's just pop in into the cantina and get a slushy thingy.
I'm not mad at getting a drinky drink while getting a cheesy gordita crunch. Sounds good.
All right, listen. It was last night that I realized we are this close to the Super Bowl here at Levi's.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bro, it's less than a month away.
Oh, my God. Why am I nervous?
I don't. Are you playing it at Jess? Do you have an announcement to make? Why are you nervous?
How close to the actual game until we have to start calling it the big game?
We just got to wait for that email from the boss. Hasn't happened yet, so we can still say Super Bowl.
It's the dumbest thing in the world. It's like, NFL, don't you want people talking about your event that's called the Super Bowl?
Right. I don't know.
Really, you got to call it the big game.
I saw someone on Instagram post about how they're hiring for all these like paid temporary positions. I mean, to put on an event like this, it takes a lot of people and a lot of manpower behind the scenes, especially for the halftime show. So they are hiring for people to like run in and like build the stage and to run sound and things like that, and even for the field cast.
Now I'm in.
Those dancers that dance on the field.
Yes.
Here's the requirements.
Okay. Okay.
You got to be between 5'7 and 6 foot.
Oh, come on.
I know. We're automatically out. Me and
you
Jess.
Have to be between 5'7 and 6 feet. So me standing at 6'2¾,
too
I'm
tall.
Stand on the field and dance around?
Yep.
That's stupid.
Yep, with a slender to athletic build.
I'm back in.
No, because you're still over 6 foot, so you're automatically disqualified. I'm just out on everything here. The ability to wear and move in costumes weighing up to 40 pounds.
Oh,
who the hell can do that?
Well, I could, but yeah.
Okay, well, I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't.
The ability to wear costumes that fully cover your body, including your head, arms, and feet for extended periods of time.
I got to be like a mascot?
Yeah, maybe. You don't know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Comfort working in close proximity to other performers. That's easy. The ability to stand and walk for extended periods of time.
You're out. That one. Yeah. You'd be sore for a month.
I know. The ability to learn and execute movement directions. I don't think I'd be good at that.
No. Yeah.
Do they have any other like easier jobs for you?
No.
I was going to say, this is perfect. We need to get Jess out on the field during the halftime show.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Can we put you on some stilts or something?
I know.
Get that leg lengthening procedure.
They have like shoe inserts.
Yeah, we could get you up to.
Can we just stack them and get you like 9 of them?
I need 5 inches.
Ooh, that's what she said.
I mean, well, one shoe insert can get you up to like 2 or 3.
Okay.
So we just get you a few of those.
Okay. Yeah.
Dang it. Why would they have that? Why would they have that? That doesn't make sense.
Well, they want to be able to see you.
Oh, I guess.
That there's people down there.
I think it actually does make sense.
Disappear into the crowd. There's a lot of stuff going on for the, you know, at, like you're saying, not just the halftime show in Santa Clara, but like all across the Bay Area for all the Super Bowl stuff. I saw Benson Boone they just announced he's going to be performing at Bill Graham Civic on February 5th.
Paul Malone.
Yeah. Let me pause right there.
Okay.
Will you be taking your daughter? Because the last time Benson Boone performed out here, she was begging you to go, and you either acted like you forgot or, I don't know, you just didn't do it.
February 5th is a Thursday. I can't be going out on a weekday concert. That's always the problem. If it was on a weekend, that would make it a lot easier, but I will consider it. Although she's told me lately, I don't like Benson Boone anymore.
Okay, well, perfect.
So
he's not
as cool anymore. Yeah, maybe. I didn't realize Shaq is hosting a big event with Tiesto and T-Pain at the Cow Palace. That's on February 6th.
I saw Shaq DJ one time in Vegas.
That probably
sounds super fun.
Like Jess mentioned, there is a free Post Malone concert at Fort Mason. That's also on February 6th. Sting at the Palace of Fine Arts. Is that you guys? Big Sting.
I think I'm a pass on that.
Not big Sting fan. Chris Stapleton at Bill Graham Civic on the 7th. I'm in for that. And the Killers at the Palace of Fine Arts also on the 7th. And then Dave Chappelle at Chase Center on February 7th. There's a lot of good stuff.
I love that.
This
is
gonna
be very
fun.
Cool.
A lot of good stuff for the big game.
Yeah.
If the NFL's listening. The big game.
We can still say Super Bowl right now, right? Okay.
Yeah, we could just say the Bad Bunny concert because that's really what matters.
Bad Bunny show. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Once again, good morning, JV Show. Hey, if you guys check the Netflix app, if you go to Stranger Things, it says new episode. Now, I don't know if I'm tripping, but I did start watching season 5 again over the weekend. It didn't say anything about a new episode, but when I went to Netflix this morning to check it out, it literally says new episode. You guys can check it out for yourselves.
Whoa.
And I don't know if I'm DeLulu, but might be a...
Dude, is he DeLulu? We've been talking about this all morning. A lot of people woke up today, checked their Netflix app, hoping that there was going to be a new episode of Stranger Things, And a lot of people disappointed that there wasn't. But now he's saying it says new episode. Selena, is it real?
Okay, so I just went to my Netflix app and I opened it up. Yeah? And my Stranger Things also says new episode.
What?
And you watched all of it, obviously. So it shouldn't say new episode, right?
And no, it's just because they dropped a new episode, I think, which was the finale that came out last week. There's no new episode.
But why would it say new episode if it came out last week?
Maybe because it's still new. Maybe that's why. Or maybe it's because I haven't watched it yet on my app. So maybe it's telling me.
No, because it's synced to your Netflix
But I didn't watch it on my Netflix account. I watched it in theaters.
Yeah, you went to the theater one.
So that maybe that's sense. Why. I don't know. I think I need to hear from other Netflix people what theirs
I'm starting says. To freak out a little bit. I'm starting to freak out.
If you don't know, there is a theory that has just spiraled online from Stranger Things fans. They think that they don't believe that the last few episodes were real and that the actual finale, where it's going to explain everything, drops today. I don't see that happening, but... If you want to just go
Until
look it up, Conformity
new
Gate.
Episode on your Netflix app. Oh, man.
It's not happening, people. All right, Jess.
So I want to say congratulations to you, Selena, and you, Graham.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Finally, the recognition.
Yeah, all the married couples out there because you made it.
For the record, Graham and I are not the married couples.
Right.
Separate relationships, separate households.
Right.
But you have all made it past the riskiest day of the year for relationships because that was on Monday, January 5th. That is known as Divorce Day. So it's when lawyers see a spike in people looking into splitting with their spouse. And even Illicit Encounters, which is a dating site for married people or whatever, they report that it's also a day where most people turn to infidelity because they see a huge jump in their new members. So it's not always...
Why January 5th?
It's not always the 5th, but it landed on the 5th this year because it was the first Monday of the year.
Got it.
So that's what they usually say. Now... Two reasons for this. One, obviously, holiday pressure. That's when relationship issues can maybe intensify because you're around each other's families. Okay. You know, problems can arise.
Yeah, you're not going to work each day. You're spending a lot of time at home with each other. And you realize, like, what are we doing? I don't like you at all.
And then many couples, they stay together until after Christmas because they want to give the children a final holiday together. They want to, you know, do the gifts, the parties and everything, and then be done with that.
Yeah, you still want to get a gift. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, like, have your person unwrap the divorce papers. And be like,
yeah.
Surprise.
Take back all the presents they had wrapped for you.
So it's the holiday pressure combined with the feeling of a fresh start. A lot of people are like, you know what?
Oh,
it's
now
a
that
new
makes
year.
Sense.
I have a desire for a new beginning. So you're in the clear for now. You have made it through the riskiest day of the year. But you're not fully in the clear yet because January is known as Divorce Month.
Oh, great.
So you got to make it through the whole month.
Through the whole month. But you've made it through at least the biggest obstacle so far.
Divorce Day.
So congratulations.
It's also because a lot of people do dry January and, you know, people get a little irritable when they're not drinking.
Oh, they're
having
withdrawals.
A lot more fights and stuff like that could lead to more divorces. There's a lot of reasons.
And if you are going to file for divorce, it's like you want to do it now while it's... somewhat of a ways until Valentine's Day because you can't do it closer to the end of the month.
Right.
You're 2 weeks away from Valentine's Day at that point.
Give yourself a lot of time to get that revenge body by summer, too.
Right.
You really got time to hit those New Year's goals. And then summertime, you just unveil the new you.
Hey, don't
single
convince
you.
Anyone right now, Brad.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, someone in their car is like, that does sound nice.
You know what?
I think I will do that.
I would like a fresh start now that you mentioned it.
You know
it.
There are some people listening right now that have been like kind of on the fence. Like, do I see this lasting forever? Do I? And then Selena just convinced them to go
what,
for it.
What, me?
Yeah.
Wow, way to go, you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I just want nothing but your happiness for you. So if that makes you.
Wow. Yeah,
you just broken a family in half.
So now there's going to be.
Working out anyways. And don't stay for just the kids. You know, they'd rather see two separate
Happy people.
Happy parents.
Yeah, that is true.
You just caused a new spike
Dang
in numbers.
It.
Way to go, Selena.
People are signing up for illicit, what is this?
Encounters.
Illicit encounters, like left and right now.
I thought there was like, what was that Madison site? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Ashley Madison.
I almost said Holly Madison, but no, that was
I almost said Madison Beer.
Madison Beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, is I'd Ashley Madison still a thing? I watched a Netflix documentary about like the leak that had happened. You know, this was a while ago. Are they still up and running?
They're still up and running.
Jess is like, I'm logged in right now.
Actually, no. the computer said, are you sure you want to visit this site? So our work computer said, uh-uh.
But it's still
but
there.
But it's still a site.
It's still a site, still a yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
All right, so that and illicit encounters. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the JV show, Graham, your wife almost called the cops on one of your neighbors over the holiday break. We have to talk about that next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
We've been talking all morning about conformity gates. Mm-hmm. This theory online that supposedly Netflix is going to be dropping a surprise finale of Stranger Things. Like, that last finale wasn't the real finale. The real one's going to be dropping today.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Evan from Brentwood. Responding about the Stranger Things theory. Yeah, it is nice to theorize, but some of the theories are true. Not about a secret episode, but another theory is if you search fake ending in the search bar of Netflix, Stranger Things pops up. And it's the only show that pops up. I tried it for myself and it actually happened. Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Is that, have you heard of that theory?
Yeah, Claire? I did. I saw a lot of people posting that. I tried it on my phone and that didn't pop. Well, Stranger Things was one of the things that popped up, but like it was just like their regular catalog of like everything popped up. So it wasn't like it was the only thing.
Yeah, but that's...
Maybe that was...
That's kind of interesting.
But it wasn't even the first thing either. So, I don't know. Maybe it makes a difference if you do it, like, on your TV or not.
Or maybe they've updated the search since people started doing that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Good morning, JV Show. I have watched the season 5 about twice now. And I was pretty well into episode 8, the finale. And I just checked my Netflix app, and it says I do have a new episode, and then now it's saying that I have not touched episode 8. So, I don't know.
Whoa.
Maybe it's a new episode.
Right.
Whoa.
And they just labeled it episode 8 to confuse you guys.
Yeah, but now it's the actual episode 8, right. Not the one that you watched before you saw in the theater.
Well, no, because Selena. You would still need episode 8.
What if they
episode 9, if that was a thing to make sense?
What if they just changed the ending?
Yeah, maybe they replaced episode 8 with a different version of it, with the ending that you all had hoped for.
Now you have to go watch it.
Now you have to. Yeah, our buddy Big John, I left talk back earlier saying, am I tripping? Or it says I have a new episode and I've watched it.
Too.
Maybe this is how they get you to rewatch
it. But it just says there's still 8 episodes.
Give them another view so that they go up on the Netflix chart.
Or it's just letting everyone know that there actually is a new episode if you haven't watched it. Like, hey, episode 8 is out.
But to the person that just left that talk back, she already watched it, she said.
Yeah, maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe it just... Because, I mean, there's times I watch Love is Blind and it still says new episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
It's just a mind game.
I don't know. The other thing we were talking about is Ashley Madison, because we were saying congratulations, married couples. You made it past divorce day, which is on January 5th. And we were wondering, is Ashley Madison still a thing?
Hey, just for your information, Ashley Madison is still up. That's how my soon-to-be ex-husband met his current girlfriend, apparently. So... Yeah, it's legit.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. You know what? You're better off without him, Queen.
Yeah, he's trash.
Yeah. Move on.
Well, okay.
You do you.
I mean, we were like joking, like somebody listening right now is going through. Somebody was. Yeah. Somebody is.
Sorry about that, but you're better off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That guy's trash.
All right, Graham.
All right, so I saw this story, which I thought was funny. I wanted to share. A police chief in Missouri, he's in some hot water after an investigation determined that it was his lit cigarette that set a nursing home on fire. This happened over the summer. The police chief responded to, like, a false 911 call at this nursing home. It was accidental. And on his way out, he decided to have a quick smoke. He threw a cigarette into a planter box, and about 90 minutes later, the entire thing burst into flames, spread to the building. First responders luckily able to get everybody out of the building unharmed, but they couldn't save the nursing home structure, completely destroyed.
Oh,
so everybody, make sure you extinguish your lit cigarettes. But this got me to thinking about, because this was an erroneous 911 call, my wife almost made one of those over the holiday break. Because, look, we live in sort of a rural area now where I built our house, and we have some neighbors. But sound like really travels where we are. So you can hear neighbors from far away, whatever they're doing, you hear. And on Sunday nights, there's this, I assume, garage band. They like to have jam sessions. It's always Sunday nights. And we lay down.
Oh, my God, that's so annoying.
We lay down and go to bed. And you can hear the music, and it's kind of like vibrating the house a little bit. And whatever, it's not a big deal. It's not that loud.
Okay.
But it is sort of interesting that Sunday night, and it's kind of, it ends up being kind of late. Well, the one of the Sunday nights over the holiday break, my wife had to work the next day, so she was going to bed early. And she's like, God, here it is. The band's practicing again. The band practice, always Sunday night. And she's like, man, it's really rattling the house. Like, the bass, I can hear the bass and the drums is really vibrating everything. She was getting annoyed because as the time went on, it just got later and later and later. And pretty soon, like, it's midnight. And she's like, this is ridiculous for a Sunday night. Like, this is so rude.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it at all. I was sound asleep. But it kept her awake, and she could not stop focusing on it. And pretty soon she woke me up because it was at this point almost 5 o'clock in the morning, and the music was still going.
No way.
And she was beside herself. She's like, I haven't slept the entire night. I have meetings today. I can't. I got no sleep. I need to find out what house that is, and like, I'm going to call the cops and like file a noise complaint because this is ridiculous. They're playing their music all night long. I then, at that point, I got up and I was like, how can I figure out where it's coming from? I went outside to try to listen to see, like, if I could figure out what house, you know, it's coming from or whatever. And as I was standing outside, I was like, God, it sounds like closer than normal, you know, than the band. I was like, it sounds like it's like a lot closer. And that's when on my phone, I opened up, we have some Sonos speakers, and I opened up the Sonos app, and it turns out we have a couple speakers that we have outside. It was our music that I had forgotten to turn off. My daughter was outside and she's like, can you put on some music? I'm like, yeah. And so we were jamming out in the afternoon. Turns out I left the music playing all the way until 5 a.m. My wife almost called the cops on us.
Oh my God.
It would have been great. I have my wish the cops had showed up. And then our music would have been blaring. And now, Mike, there are people that live near us that are like, who are these people playing music until 5 a.m.? I'm surprised the cops didn't show up at our house. But minor oopsie. That was my bad. I left the music on, didn't hear it, and it was playing.
That is good.
Dang, those are some good speakers if they lasted that long.
No, yeah, they're
like, wired in.
Yeah, they're wired in.
Nice.
So they it would have just kept playing all the way till tomorrow had I let it.
What were you playing?
I don't know. My daughter probably asked me to put on
Rage Against the Machine sort of or K-pop Benson, Demon Hunters.
Some sort of mix like that. Whatever it was still blaring at 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
So my apologies to any neighbors that may be listening. Oopsies. That was my bad.
I love it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about
here,
stories happening today.
Yes, Jess.
No. Okay, she didn't even have her hand up.
I have nothing.
She was making that up. I wanted to throw a quick birthday shout out in here. Daughter's in my DMs. Welcome in. I got one that says, hi, Graham. Can you do a birthday shout out for my dad at around 8:30 to 8:55? Look at that. Just squeaked it in. Happy 51st birthday to my dad, Alonzo. And that is from your daughter, Ariana. Yes. So happy birthday, yay! Alonzo.
Who gives a fart?
All right. Oh, yeah. Graham, how do you eat a banana in public?
From the middle, of course. That doesn't every guy?
No.
Oh.
No one does that.
I eat it normally like a banana.
Well, Cardi B posted a video. You can check this out on our Insta story. JV Morning Show, that is our account. Give us a follow. And she says, this is how men should eat bananas in public.
This is how you eat a banana like a real you know what I'm saying? If you a man, this is how you eat a banana in public. You got to break it. You can't just you know what I'm saying?
You can't just the banana. You have to break a piece off and you eat it like that.
I got
to
break it into chunks.
Yeah, what if your hands are dirty?
Yeah.
Like, then your hands will get dirty after. It's got banana all over it.
Yeah, get that banana slime all over it.
Sounds like it's doing too much.
I just eat it normally all the way down to the bananas.
It's like, I hate that you call it that.
Well, that's what that little end piece
and
is
I've
called.
I've seen you eat a banana here before at work, and you just mash the entire thing into your mouth.
I've been known. We got to eat quick sometimes in between songs and commercials. Sometimes I'll just send that
like
whole banana
one bite.
In.
I'm not joking.
It's been done. My goal is to be able to do two at the same time. I might try that.
Bring
sometime.
A second one tomorrow.
And maybe I
will. We'll
should make that a New Year's resolution for you.
Maybe I will. I've been on the apples lately. I'm more of an apple boy.
Oh,
lately.
Interesting.
Yeah. Two apples at a time.
Okay. I could juggle those.
No, Nicole Kidman is officially single. A judge signed off on her divorce yesterday. So she and Keith Urban are now no longer married. She was separated, as you know, the summer of last year, but married since 2006. That was a long time.
Yeah.
They did waive any spousal and child support, and they each retain their own assets, which does suggest that the prenup, that there was a prenup in place.
Mm-hmm.
They also agreed to a parenting plan and co-parenting classes. According to this plan, the kids will spend 306 days of the year with Nicole, 59 days with Keith.
Whoa.
Which always makes me mad. Like, you just get to be the fun parent. Just do fun things. And
why?
Nicole has to do all the work.
I thought their kids were a little older. Am I mistaken about that?
I think they're teens. Jess, will you look that up? They also agreed that all major decisions involving their kids, like healthcare, education, that is going to be made jointly.
I just could never get past Keith Urban's hair.
It
always gave me the creeps. I'm sure it's whatever it is. It just, the whole look.
It's just too straight.
It just kind of creeped me out a little bit.
It looks like he gets up and straightens it every single day.
Can I, Selena, I know you didn't, but
before you get to your question, just really quick, because we brought up the kids' ages.
30, 33, and 17.
So what the hell are they doing spending 306 days with mommy? Like, get out there and live on your own. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're rich. Like, these kids can afford their own apartments. Maybe the 17-year-old will give one more year with mommy, and then it's time to get out
and
do something.
They share two kids together, 17 and 14.
Okay, 14.
So the older ones is probably one of them from a previous marriage. Nicole Kidman has, you know, kids from
14, fine. 14 and 17. You can stay home with mommy. 17 with mommy just for a little while.
Now to your question.
Okay, well, Keith Urban's hair got me to thinking. Jess, did you binge watch Emily in Paris over the break like I did?
I did it. I still have to watch it. Did you like this latest season?
So this won't spoil anything for anybody and everybody's laughing at me that I'm bringing up Emily in Paris.
You didn't watch Stranger Things, but you watched Emily in Paris?
Love the show. Anyways, the like kind of heartthrobby chef guy in the show, one of her love interests,
right.
He comes back this season with like a Keith Urban-esque haircut, and I just could not get over it. Just like this guy used to be like the hot chef guy or whatever, the hot French chef, and now he's got frosted tips and looking like Keith Urban, you're just like, dude, what did you do to your hair? It was terrible. Sorry, that concludes my TED talk about.
Thanks for spoiling it. I don't want to watch it now.
That's not a spoiler, but you'll see it and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you watch
it. I want to see it just for that reason.
What in the Keith Urban did he do? He looks way different.
Is this the third season?
Fourth, right?
Of Emily in Paris?
Yeah, maybe fourth.
Maybe, okay.
I watched it all, you guys.
Not that I'll watch it.
I watched it all.
Of course you did.
It was pretty good.
Wow. Oh, that was season 5.
Season 5?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'm really invested in this show by now, though.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
Holy freezing cold weather, you guys. It is on the way. Cold weather watch. Well, let's issue our cold weather watch right now. Has been posted for Friday morning, where forecasted temperatures, the lows could be down into the 20s, you guys. The 20s!
Oh, no. How are we supposed to survive?
We don't.
This cold winter?
This 20-degree weather will wipe out about 42% of the Bay Area population.
We're not built for this.
We can't handle that kind of cold.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very, very cold. Obviously, the inland valley areas and stuff like that where temperatures drop the most, that's where you're going to see potentially those 20s. So I guess bring your mittens and get
ready
to
scrape. Frostbitten?
Yeah, get ready to scrape your windshield off and bundle up extra. Upper 20s, you guys.
Oh, my God.
One other quick Bay Area note to make something happening locally. Take a moment, say your goodbyes to the Valero Refinery in Benicia. Any favorite memories there? Selena or Jess?
There was that time I was driving by and I was like, oh my God, look at that thing just polluting the air.
Look at all the steam and smoke coming out of that.
Yeah.
They announced last spring they're going to be phasing out their operations, and they just announced that they're down to their last few months of operation. They say that by April, they plan to have all their processing units completely shut down and idle. And we all know that refineries do what?
Refine.
Yep.
What?
Oil.
Into?
Gas.
There you go.
Yes!
Selena passed the test. Jess, you cheated off of Selena's paper. I saw
you
looking.
I said refine first.
Well, but that's in the name of refinery.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Angie. Happy New Year. I hope you guys had good holidays. Just now getting over the fact that the Niners lost on Saturday, but whatever, it's fine. Playoffs coming up. I just checked my Netflix. No new episode. Also, I have not watched the final. So stop spoiling it, Selena. Anyway, have a good day, you guys.
I did not say anything to spoil anything.
Sure you didn't.
I did not. But to put a wrap on this conformity gate thing, people think there's going to be a final episode of Netflix. Look, I don't think there's going to be. Okay, Netflix, if you go to any of their social accounts, their bio says, or if you go, maybe it's either Netflix's account or Stranger Things account, but it says all episodes of Stranger Things are now done. Streaming, and it's been said that. Also, could Netflix get sued if they did put out another episode and people spent money to go check out what they thought was the final episode in theaters?
I don't think so.
This is the United States. We love frivolous lawsuits. When a sub sandwich is 11 and 3/4 inches and not a foot, we sue. Of course, people could sue for that. Are you entitled to some massive compensation?
Yeah.
No. But it'd be worth
it. Still to prove a point.
But also, I wonder if, Netflix welcomes the publicity about the show.
Of course.
That would just garner more headlines for Stranger Things.
I'm sure. Let's go back to our cool or not list. Who would like to? Myself.
You didn't even have your hand up.
I know, but I don't need to. Cool or not, you guys, Sunday was my 15-year Wildversary.
15?
Yeah, and I'm only 26.
You've been at Wild 94.9 for 15 years. And you're 26
and a half. So you were
11?
Yeah.
When you started?
Don't
do the math.
That seems like an HR violation. Yeah. Underage child labor law something.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, look at you, Selena.
January 4th was the date that me and JV got matching tattoos of our first day working together.
Oh, yeah. You have a constant reminder of the
January
official
4th.
Date. Was there any, Jess, did you get any company-wide email or anything? I checked my inbox. I didn't get anything, honoring this pretty big milestone.
Yeah.
Did you get anything like a new iHeart pen or anything, Selena?
No, nothing.
A new iHeart backpack?
No.
Lanyard?
Donuts?
No, not a donut.
A gift card maybe?
No.
Did the boss probably sent you a personal email hey,
you know what?
15 years, congrats.
You know what? No, he didn't.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Yikes.
I guess, I'm going to say cool, I guess, but like the rest of us.
Cheers to another 15 years, Selena.
Another 15.
I am tired of waking up this early.
You get another 15 in you, right?
Nobody wants that. Plus, I'm gonna win so much money off a scratcher soon.
Yeah, you'll walk away.
I just know. Yeah. Graham?
All right, what do you guys think, cool or not, when music festivals start selling tickets and pressuring you to buy tickets before they even announce a lineup?
Not cool.
AKA Bottle Rock.
Not
cool. Yeah, I don't like that.
I like Bottle Rock, but not cool.
I love Bottle Rock, too, but I keep getting I got the emails, they started coming out weeks ago. Get your three-day passes. Get your three-day passes.
No.
Okay, well, who's performing?
Yeah, what if you want a single-day pass because you only like one person that's headlining?
Yeah. I've never understood. I mean, I guess there are people are going to go regardless, and so why not get a cheaper ticket or whatever? But in my mind, that's like going to a restaurant and you have no idea what the menu is going to be, and they're just going to surprise you. And you have to pay first. Like, do you want to come into this restaurant? It's going to be $60 for your meal. What are we having? I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah,
but you
won't know until it's in front of you.
You won't know until
you're stuck with that.
Set it down in front of you, and you're stuck with it. Yeah, can't you just announce the lineup, and then we'll all buy tickets that way?
At least the headliners.
Something. Yeah. Give me something.
I'm on their website right now. Is this accurate? They already sold out with their VIP tickets. They're 3 days.
I believe it.
See, there you go.
Everybody
buys the tickets blindly. I mean, there's a lot of companies that buy those.
That's the thing. Coachella does the same thing. All these big festivals, that's what they do.
No, I know. This is nothing new, but I got one of the Bottle Rock emails the other day, and I was like, no, I will not be buying a ticket. I want to know who's playing when.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go not cool.
I think that I assume the Bottle Rock lineup is going to come out pretty soon because we are into January.
This
and
month.
And it's in May, right? So, yeah.
That's exciting.
Hurry it up.
Memorial Day weekend.
Jess, want to throw something in?
Yep. Cool or not? Okay, you guys know that 10-hour YouTube video of a fireplace? It's like you can pull it up on YouTube. That way you have it on your TV while you're...
Okay. I know of those. I didn't know there was a specific 10-hour one.
So there's a 10-hour one, and apparently the creator of this video has probably earned over $1 million just from this video of a fireplace.
What?
I think of this.
What makes this fireplace so special that this is the one everybody watches?
Must be a good-looking log.
This might be just the first one that pops up on everybody's search, and everybody just clicks on the first one. It's the one that is available to you, and then you have it up for 10 hours.
But there's a bunch of versions of these, and TV channels used to do this back in the day, too.
Now this one.
Now I'm gonna start a fireplace channel.
You should.
My wife puts on the YouTube ambiance ones all the time, where it's like, look at this little, you know, holiday coffee shop with the fire burning and there's candles and it's raining outside. She puts these things on all the time.
Really?
Right? Yeah. They just play it, and they have like usually some music to go with them, and it's just like, it's kind of something interesting.
No, we go real fireplace and then like. Stranger Things or whatever we're watching on TV.
Well, we need to look into doing this as a side income, because there is one video on here that I'm seeing 14 million views, and they put this up a year ago. So can you imagine the amount of money if this is monetized that they're making off of this? There's another one, again, 4.5 million, 2 million, 39 million. A lot of people like fireplaces.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have a real fireplace.
Graham's wife is one of
them. There you go.
I guess so. Cool, I guess.
Cool for that guy.
Yeah, cool for that guy. Salty for this guy.
Yeah, us, these guys right here. All right. So we should make a JV show. Yeah. Fireplace.
Yes.
I like that.
I don't know what that looks like yet.
Yeah. Bunch of chug mugs on fire in there. Oh, just melting.
Just crackling away.
Yeah.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.